Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Homes. Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville Library Director Rosalind Thompson to talk about the events going on at the Knoxville Public Library. First off, tell us a little bit about what's going on with the summer reading program. How successful has it been for you so far?
Oh, the summer reading program has been fantastic. It's been wonderful. All of the events that we've had great turnout, full house, the magician, the juggling and everything. It's just been fantastic. Right now, currently we have 525 people who are registered for the program. So it's fantastic. They're all reading, they're all coming to programs. But we're kind of winding down. So this is a reminder that reading logs are due July 14th and should be turned in so people are eligible for reward bags, prize bags. And then the finale of the summer reading program is July 22nd when we have outdoor day. That'll be our big celebration of all that we've done this summer. And we'll have a mini carnival with a lot of really fun things. We'll have different stations set up for craft and music. And we'll have Smithy Kids Mini Carnival, the Ferris wheel and the barrel trains and so on. It'll be a lot of fun.
Really great to hear that the summer reading program was doing so well. And what are some of the other things that the Knoxville Public Library has to offer?
Well, coming up July 16th on Thursday, we have a movie day with free popcorn at 10:30, and that is open to all ages, and we'll be showing a movie called Underdog. And it'll be fun for the kids to wind up and get out of the heat. And then on the 30th, we'll have a local hero coming, and he is from Knoxville. He graduated in 1992, and Tomas Gonzalez Torres works with NASA, and he has been flight leader when they were repairing the Hubble telescope. And he will be at the library on Thursday, July 30th at 6:30. So we're encouraging everybody to come and listen to his program. And then on August 13th, we have a fantastic car show, Hot Rods. If you're into Hot Rods, and we know people in Knoxville are, we'll have Hot Rods and vintage bicycles in front of the library. And that's on August 13th from 1 to 3 o'clock. And we'll have a speaker named Holly Welch, and she will talk about her father who has written a book called Hot Rod. The Friends of the Library will have a book sale on August 14th from 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock, that one-day sale. And the Friends of the Library are raising funds. They help us a lot with purchasing extra purchases that are not in the regular budget.
What are some other ways the library is looking to get kids involved with reading and with the library?
Oh, and then we have recently started a teen advisory group, and we are encouraging teens to be more active in the library and to give us input into the programs and our collection development. And we meet on the first Thursday of each month, so the next meeting is August 6th. At 6:30. So we're encouraging teens to come out and join us and take a greater part in the library.
And that's today's Knoxville Farm and Homes. Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, what a farm store should be. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville Public Library Director Rosalind Thompson, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.